Welcome to Andy's Cafe, where machines brew and humans taste. Today we're serving the morning paper. Enjoy.
The week ending Sunday, the 16th of August, 2026. This week begins with a potentially important mathematical result produced with Claude. Three model launches shift attention from benchmark scores toward speed, persistence, and price. Meta released a large open-weight model, while Google said Gemini now reaches a billion monthly users. We also examine advertising in more ChatGPT markets, simulated medical consultations by video, and a cybersecurity reason to delay the release of model weights. Several of the numbers you will hear come from the companies being discussed. Where that matters, you will hear it. Announcements about a coming rollout are not the same as products already available. An examination by experts is not the same as peer-reviewed consensus. Here is the week. Claude, and a result in mathematics. The first story is the most unusual. Anthropic says work carried out with Claude has produced a materially stronger result about the zeros of the Riemann zeta function. The Riemann hypothesis is one of mathematics' best-known open problems. It concerns the locations of certain zeros of the zeta function, and those locations are deeply connected with the distribution of prime numbers. This week's work does not prove the hypothesis. Instead, it concerns a narrower and still serious question. Mathematicians know that infinitely many zeros lie on a particular line in the complex plane, called the critical line. They also study how many of those zeros are simple, meaning that they occur with multiplicity 1 rather than repeating at the same location. Anthropic's paper raises an unconditional lower bound density for simple zeros on the critical line from 41.6% to 67.2%. That sentence needs careful handling. It does not mean that 67.2% of the Riemann hypothesis has been solved. It is a lower bound within a specific result about a class of zeros. What makes the announcement more substantial than a screenshot of a chatbot is the evidence around it. Anthropic published the mathematical paper. It also published a formalization in Lean, a system that can express mathematical definitions and verify proofs against precise rules. The company says two staff mathematicians independently re-derived and validated the argument. It also says the mathematicians Brian Conray and Dan Goldston examined the work on short notice. Those details increase confidence, but they do not complete the scientific process. Examination is not the same as formal endorsement, and an internal validation is not ordinary peer review by the broader mathematical community. The right description today is a potentially new and important result with inspectable artifacts, not settled consensus. The wider significance is methodological. A great deal of discussion about artificial intelligence and mathematics relies on curated problems with known answers. Here, the proposed contribution is to a live research question, and the paper and Lean files give specialists something they can check. If the argument survives wider scrutiny, it will be evidence that a general purpose model can contribute to the production of new mathematics, not merely reproduce a result hidden in a benchmark. The open question now is therefore not whether Claude solved the Riemann hypothesis. It did not. The question is whether independent mathematicians confirm the stronger lower bound, and what parts of the research process the system actually accelerated. The model sprint moves beyond a scoreboard. Three companies made major model announcements within 2 days. XAI introduced Grok 4.6, Google introduced Gemini 3.7 Flash. OpenAI opened a limited preview of GPT 5.6 Sol Ultrafast. Their benchmark tables are not directly comparable, and the companies are reporting on their own products. A responsible summary cannot turn the highest highlighted number on each page into a league table. The more useful common story is what the developers are trying to improve. XAI presents Grok 4.6 as a model for longer and more sustained work, including coding and tool use, and made it available through named coding products and its application programming interface with stated prices. Google positions Gemini 3.7 Flash around fast, efficient interaction with temporary introductory pricing. OpenAI's UltraFast Preview uses Cerebras hardware and is available only in a limited program. OpenAI says it can produce as many as 750 output tokens per second and can be as much as 14 times faster than the standard route. Those are company claims and maximum figures, not a controlled comparison. A token is not a fixed amount of useful work. End-to-end delay includes more than generation speed. An extremely fast answer that needs correction may save less time than a slower, reliable one. And a preview available to selected users is different from a service that any developer can place into production. Even so, the direction is clear enough to be worth noticing. Once several systems can write capable prose or software, practical differences move toward responsiveness, the length of a task they can sustain, the reliability of tool use, and the price of keeping them active. A model that waits less can support a more fluid conversation. A model that maintains a task for longer can attempt work that previously had to be divided and supervised by hand. A lower price can make repeated checks and parallel attempts affordable. This changes the competitive question from which model wins one benchmark to which complete route makes a useful activity possible. That includes the model, the inference hardware, the surrounding software, the limits of the preview, and the bill at the end. The week's three launches do not answer that question. They show that the companies believe it is now one of the questions that matters most. Meta puts a large multimodal model within local reach. Meta released the weights for Muse Glimmer 30 billion under the Apache 2.0 license. According to the official model card, the system combines a dense language model of about 29.6 billion parameters with a perception encoder of about 1.8 billion. It can receive text and images and produce text. Its stated context length exceeds 131,000 tokens. Open weights do not automatically mean effortless local use. Meta's stated target for the uncompressed BFloat 16 version is 64 gigabytes of video memory. 4-bit variants target machines with 32 or 24 gigabytes. Those compressed versions bring the model within reach of unusually powerful personal workstations, not an ordinary office laptop. Whether they preserve the claimed benchmark quality also remains Meta's assertion until independent tests establish more. It is more accurate to call this an open-weight release than simply open source. The license and published artifacts provide broad practical freedoms, but openness has several dimensions: weights, training data, training code, evaluation detail, and the surrounding product are not all the same thing. Still, the release matters. A capable multimodal model that can run on hardware controlled by its user changes what is possible for privacy-sensitive work, offline systems, experimentation, and costs that favor owning equipment over paying for every request. It also makes the trade-off visible. Local control requires enough memory, power, cooling, and engineering effort. The important frontier is therefore not only whether a model can perform a task, it is also who can operate it, on whose hardware, under which license, and with how much quality lost when it is compressed to fit. Gemini at 1 billion users and moving toward action. Google says the Gemini application has passed 1 billion monthly active users. It also reports more than 100 million active users on iOS and more than 150 million images created each day. These are unaudited company figures. Google's description of Gemini as its fastest-growing product is likewise the company's characterization. But even with that qualification, a reported audience of this size places conversational artificial intelligence firmly in the mass market. The relevant question is no longer whether ordinary people will try an assistant. It is how often they use one, for which tasks, and which parts of daily digital life the assistant begins to mediate. That is where Google's second announcement fits. The company announced connections to services including OpenTable in the United Kingdom, Ticketmaster, ZocDoc, and Wix. The rollout is planned over the following weeks, so these connections should not all be described as live today. The movement is from answering toward acting. A connected assistant can potentially move from suggesting a restaurant to finding a suitable booking, or from describing an appointment process to helping carry it out. Each additional connection can remove friction. It can also place more decisions and more personal context inside one interface. The hard product questions follow immediately. How clearly does the assistant show what it intends to do? When does it ask for confirmation? Which service does it choose when several could satisfy the request? What information is passed to the external company? And what happens when the assistant misunderstands an instruction that has a real-world consequence? 1 billion monthly users is a measure of reported reach, not trust or satisfaction. Service connections are an announced direction, not proof that every transaction will work. Together, however, the two announcements show why the design of the surrounding product now matters as much as another increment in the underlying model. Advertising enters more ChatGPT markets. OpenAI expanded its test of advertising in ChatGPT to the United Kingdom, Mexico, Brazil, Japan, and South Korea. The original United States test began in February, so this is an expansion rather than the first appearance of advertisements in the service. OpenAI's published design applies to logged-in adults using the free and go plans. The paid tiers are excluded from the test. The company says advertisement matching may use the topic of the present conversation, past chats, and a user's interactions with advertisements. It says advertisers receive aggregate reporting rather than access to private conversations. OpenAI also says advertisements do not influence ChatGPT's answers. Those last points are policy claims made by the company. They describe the separation OpenAI says it intends to maintain. They are not independent findings about every future implementation. Advertising can fund access for people who do not pay a subscription. It also creates an incentive that needs careful boundaries in a conversational interface. A search results page visibly separates an advertisement from a list of links. A conversation feels more personal, and its context can reveal far more about intention. The placement, labeling, matching rules, data handling, and separation from the answer therefore matter unusually much. The central product question is not simply whether an advertisement appears. It is whether a user can tell why it appeared, whether the commercial suggestion is clearly distinct from the assistant's response, and whether choosing not to engage changes the service they receive. The expansion makes those questions relevant beyond a small United States trial. It also marks another way in which a mass-market assistant is becoming an economic platform, not only a model behind a text box. AMEE conducts simulated clinical consultations by video. Google Research published a study in which its medical research system, called AMEE, conducted real-time audio and video consultations. The study used a randomized simulated clinical examination. It covered 100 scenarios and 300 consultations, with 15 trained patient actors, 10 primary care physicians providing consultations, and 20 physicians evaluating the results. According to the paper, the physician evaluators rated AMEE on par with or better than the consulting doctors on several clinical measures. The patient actors preferred AMEE's assessment and explanation, while preferring the human doctors for rapport and partnership. That split is informative. A structured system can be thorough, consistent, and explicit. A human clinician can respond to the social and emotional shape of a consultation in ways that the actors valued more. Neither result should be stretched into a declaration that the machine or the physicians won medicine. The setting also limits what the study establishes. These were trained actors, not patients receiving care. The scenarios were restricted to conditions that the setup could portray. The researchers report occasional perception, reasoning, and technical errors. Google authored the work, and AMEE is a research system rather than a deployed replacement for clinical care. Why pay attention, then? Because video changes the task. A text-only medical system works from a written description. A video consultation must process speech, timing, visible signals, and the flow of an interaction while deciding which question to ask next. The study provides evidence that a multimodal agent can coordinate those channels in a controlled setting. The distance to real care remains large. Actual patients present messier histories, varied environments, emergencies, language differences, and consequences that cannot be reset after a failed simulation. Clinical deployment also requires accountability, privacy, integration with records, and a clear path for human judgment. The result is therefore best read as evidence of a stronger research capability and a sharper list of deployment questions. The useful comparison is not artificial intelligence against all doctors. It is which parts of a consultation can be supported reliably, where human rapport and responsibility remain indispensable, and what evidence would be required before the system touches a real clinical decision. When better cyber capability delays open weights, Z.AI launched hosted access to GLM 5.3 through its coding plan, but did not immediately release the model's weights. The company says the reason is cybersecurity capability that advanced faster than it expected. It plans 2 weeks of further safety evaluation and hardening before a public weight release. Z.AI also reports that its work has tracked 2,436 vulnerabilities across 269 open source projects. It classifies 1,097 of them as critical or high severity. Most remain under embargo, which means the detailed evidence cannot yet be inspected publicly. Those totals, the benchmark claims, and the stated reason for the delay all come from the company. The planned release date is an intention, not a guarantee. Independent assessment is constrained precisely because responsible vulnerability disclosure often keeps details private until maintainers have time to repair them. The episode exposes a real dual-use problem. A model that finds a previously unknown vulnerability can help a maintainer fix software before it is attacked. The same capability can help an attacker search more code, more quickly, for systems that remain unpatched. Publishing the weights gives researchers and defenders control, but also removes the developer's ability to restrict who runs the model and at what scale. Hosted access does not eliminate the risk. It can, however, permit monitoring, rate limits, and changes to the service while an issue is investigated. Open weights provide different benefits: local control, reproducibility, privacy, and wider experimentation. The two routes distribute power and responsibility differently. There is no simple rule that resolves every release. Keeping a capable system closed can concentrate control and prevent independent scrutiny. Releasing it can accelerate both defense and misuse. The relevant evidence includes how much the model improves an attack, how widely the vulnerable systems are deployed, what safeguards survive outside a hosted service, and whether defenders have time to respond. Z.AI's two-week delay does not settle that debate. It makes the trade-off concrete. The very artifact that would let defenders inspect and adapt the model is also the artifact that the developer says requires more hardening before unrestricted distribution. The week in one view. This week's stories are not one tale of uninterrupted progress. They are a map of capability meeting consequence. The mathematics result offers unusually concrete work for experts to inspect while still awaiting wider judgment. The three model launches show developers competing on time, persistence, and price, as well as raw capability. Muse Glimmer shifts some control toward people with sufficient local hardware. Gemini's reported billion users and new service connections show assistance moving into mass market activity. ChatGPT's advertising test introduces a commercial incentive inside the conversation. AMIE brings richer interaction into a high-stakes simulated setting, and GLM 5.3 puts the tension between open weights and cyber misuse into one release decision. Across all seven stories, four questions keep returning. What can the system actually do? Who can access and operate it? Which incentives shape the product around it? And who carries the consequence when it is wrong? A benchmark can help with the first question. It cannot answer the other three. As artificial intelligence becomes faster, more available, and more connected to action, those surrounding questions become part of capability itself. That was the week ending Sunday, the 16th of August, 2026.
That's all for now. The cafe is always open. Come back soon.